Good afternoon. For WVAS News, I'm Melanie Hogan. Alabama's unemployment rate dropped to 7.6% in February for its seventh straight month of improvement. State officials said today the jobless rate for last month was 0.2%, better than the January number. The state says wage and salary employment increased by 13,700 positions. The gains came mainly in the leisure and hospitality industry, construction, and the professional and business services industry. Alabama's jobless rate has been on a steady decline since hitting a high of 10% in July. The improvement means people are no longer eligible for extended jobless benefits. The new maximum length of time on unemployment is 73 weeks, down from 99 weeks. Driver safety is a must during busy travel times, such as the spring break season. A new driver safety campaign called Operation 10 Mile is being launched by the Alabama Department of Public Safety. The initiative will post state troopers along some of the busiest roadways in Alabama. Spokesman Sergeant Steve Jarrett says they will be enforcing all traffic laws, especially
motorists failing to use their signal, following too closely, failing to move over for emergency vehicles, failing to wear seat belts and child restraints, and we're also going to be encouraging motorists to focus on the task of driving that vehicle and avoid distractions such as passengers, cell phones, texting, adjusting radios, eating. We want them to focus on the task of driving.
The campaign begins today, then again on April 6th and May 18th. Roadways like Interstate 65, US 231, and US 331 will be heavily patrolled by state troopers. In other news, Governor Robert Bentley will honor Vietnam veterans this Saturday during the Gulf Coast Vietnam Veterans Salute in Mobile. The event will mark 39 years since the last U.S. combat troops withdrew from South Vietnam. Bentley will speak at 11 o'clock at the Veterans Salute opening ceremony. The event will be co-hosted by the VA Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System and the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park. In news around Alabama, another longtime teacher from one of Alabama's top school systems is facing charges of sexually abusing a student. Authorities say 38-year-old Jeffrey Scott Atkins is being held on six charges, including three counts of sexually abusing a student. Atkins works for Shelby County Schools, where officials say he is a teacher and band director at Oak Mountain Middle School. Atkins lives in Alabaster, less than a mile from retired Shelby County teacher Danny Acker, who was arrested in January on multiple counts of abusing students. But there's no apparent connection between the cases. Authorities say Atkins is charged with having sexual contact with a student. He's accused of contacting with phone texts and social media. His bond is set at more than $550,000. Expect widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon with your highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, more rain is on the way with a 50% chance of thunderstorms in the evening and after midnight. Patchy fog after midnight with your lows in the lower 60s. Saturday, partly cloudy skies and a slight chance of rain in the morning. Patchy fog in the morning with your highs in the lower 80s. Saturday night, expect a 40% chance of thunderstorms, cloudy skies, and your lows in the lower 60s. Plus, on your Sunday, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of thunderstorms and your highs in the upper 80s. Sunday night, partly cloudy with your lows in the lower 60s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.